This is KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. Many of us have direct or indirect experience with eating disorders, and we're most familiar with bulimia and anorexia. But more research is revealing additional disorders. One, orthorexia nervosa, involves a rigid commitment to eating healthfully to the extent that the focus shifts to food quality and purity and a different kind of self-punishment. Joining me to talk about eating disorders more generally is Dr. Gail Masterson, psychiatrist at Sierra Tucson, a treatment and recovery center. Dr. Masterson, good morning.
Good morning.
So for some people, I'm great, thanks for being with us. So for some people, diet is a bad word. Do people focus too much on the concept of dieting, regardless of what that may mean in a general sense?
I think so. I think that's a place where some of it can start for some people. But oftentimes there are issues or patterns in interpersonal relationships that kind of precede that preoccupation with body image, weight, and then lead to changes in eating behaviors.
I wonder, not to simplify it too much, but when it comes to eating disorders, how much of it has to do with nature, how much with nurture, how much of it is that someone may be born with the ability or the tendency to go that direction, and in other cases, we're sort of seeing what society expects from people?
Wow. You know, I think it's a really, unfortunately, a combination of all of that. So piecing it apart from the nature standpoint, you know, I think all human beings have different body shapes. You know, there's some classifications of endomorph, ectomorph, mesomorph, things like that. But that there may be some people who may have a higher likelihood of easily putting on weight or having difficulty getting off of weight. So from a genetic or biologic standpoint, there can be that kind of predisposition. And then one of the ways that we tend to focus on eating disorder treatment is looking at early childhood development, early childhood, early relationship issues, things called attachment, the ways in which children learn to navigate and negotiate relationships. And that's typically where the seeds of eating disorders start. And, you know, our earliest experiences are being in relationship with a primary caregiver and needing to be fed, needing to feed and eat to survive. So I think when there is some disruption in how strong or how healthy that attachment is with primary relationships, that can also contribute to how someone continues to develop throughout their life and engage in relationships with other people and contribute to how somebody turns to food and their relationship with food in different ways, but often in eating disorders in unhealthy ways. And then there was another piece, society, culture. You know, there's such an unhealthy focus in media and society on body shapes and weights that are virtually not realistically attainable for most people. And then that gets glamorized and sets a whole nother standard for people that already have that kind of predisposition or seeds already there to develop into a full eating disorder.
And Doctor, there's been a dramatic movement related to body positivity, and I wonder, how do you think that's impacted classification when it comes to relatively new eating disorder names, like orthorexia, which has come up with people, as I said in the introduction, folks who may in fact think they're healthy, but then, to use the word obsess, sort of obsess about eating healthy, and that becomes, well, if I don't eat healthy all the time, then I have to punish myself in some sense.
You know, again, I think, not to avoid the question, but I think it's extremely complicated because there are cases where people are obese and for health reasons need to likely lose some weight to prevent either escalation of health issues or development of health issues. Then I think that with again, with culture and society's emphasis on attaining a specific shape, size, weight, that there are ways that a lot of people can go to attempts to manipulate their environment, attempts to exert control over changing their body through different eating behaviors. And so I think the movement toward acceptance of everyone at any shape is wonderful because it's kind of normalizing that we should all be this supermodel body type, body shape. But again, I think that in the people that end up developing unhealthy eating behaviors, whether they are fully diagnostic for an eating disorder or not, that there is a preceding other kind of psychological issues that contribute to either that perfectionistic thinking or that obsessive thinking that can then manifest in things like orthorexia, where it's this kind of covert, you know, seemingly eating healthy, but there's an obsessive nature to it that pushes it over into not so healthy. Similarly with over-exercising or compulsive exercising, when it's in the service of attempting to control one's body and interferes with functioning in other realms of one's life, then it crosses that line from being healthy to being disruptive.
Dr. Gail Masterson is psychiatrist at Sierra Tucson, a treatment and recovery center. Thanks very much for the time. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you. You too.